And we are back. Our next guest is Audra Hoy. She's with Aero Innovate, and that is a program that is put together by the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh. And good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Steve.
Yes. Tell us a little bit about how this Aero Innovate got started.
Sure. This is the 8th year of Aero Innovate. The last 7 years, it's been a pitch and mingle that happened here on site and also at the Whitman Regional Airport Terminal. This year, Aero Innovate is much bigger. We actually have an accelerator program. We are the first aviation-focused accelerator program in the country. So we're really focusing on aviation startups and bringing new aviation innovation to the marketplace.
Okay. So what are some of the kinds of products or services or things that are already in the pipeline, if you can tell us?
Sure. Our graduating class of 5 this year is scalable in multiple different ways. We've got a non-slip tool mat, which is great for all the home builders out there, and we've got everything up to a 4D sensor system that is perfect for the Boeing and the Airbuses out there.
Okay.
So we really have multiple businesses across multiple verticals.
Okay. What was the genesis of the whole program? I mean, Where did the idea come from?
Sure. The whole idea was that Oshkosh is the home for aviation. And why can't that be the home for aviation innovation? We've always kind of talked about, you know, we're the paper valley right now. Why can't we be aerospace valley? We are the home. You go anywhere in the world and you say Oshkosh and they know exactly what Oshkosh is. We're the aviation mecca. So that was really the genesis of it, was to really stake that flag in the ground that we're not just EAA, but we're all things aviation innovation.
Great. And the partnership with the university, Chancellor Wells, for those of you who are from the area, know that he recently retired, but he was very much in bringing the community together and kind of putting together different elements, putting different people in the room to create some new and, in this case, innovative things.
Yeah. Economic development is a huge push in the UW system, especially with the University of Wisconsin-Oshkosh, which you are an alum.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a huge push for us in this area, is that economic development really branching out into different areas, and aviation definitely being one of them.
Good. How does someone get involved in the program?
We have applications. This year we had an application window that closed April 30th, and then we had a 2 weeks of very intensive selection process, interviews, reviewing videos. And then the program kicked off June 1. So this is the last week of an 8-week program. This is a perfect platform. It ends with them at AirVenture. They have their graduation here tomorrow night at the Pitch and Mingle, which is at the Whitman Region Airport Terminal.
Mm-hmm.
And all week they have booths in the Innovation Center talking about their businesses.
Great. So, this really sounds like a pretty intense learning experience. I mean, you're going back to school.
Yeah, we're pretty tough on them. But we really focus on preparing them for their pitches, really to get out there to get in front of the key players in the industry, potential investors, because that's really what, at the end of the day, we want them to be seen by all the key players in the aviation industry and potentially be invested in as well. We want them to be bought into by not just the industry, but also financially.
Exactly. So do you work with them on business plans? And
yeah. So we focus on their executive summaries, customer development, what their customer looks like, marketing assistance, developing their pitch. All weekend, yesterday and the day before, we had pitch camp. So we've been practicing all weekend. We burned them out pretty good preparing for tomorrow night.
Very good. And is the graduation open to the public?
It is open to the public.
Okay.
Anybody can come. Our registration closes tomorrow, but they can register at aeroinnovate.org. Everybody is welcome. We really want these businesses to be exposed to all things aviation industry and to be seen by the industry. See what new innovations are coming out there.
Okay. And so you said the application window closed in April.
Mm-hmm.
So when does the next one open?
We'll probably open it up early spring next year.
Okay.
So post-adventure, you know, there's always the time when you debrief and huddle up and what you can change. So fall will be our time to rally the horses, and then we'll launch it again in spring next year, early spring.
We're talking with Audra Hoy, and she's the director of Aero Innovate with the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh. And thank you for spending some time here with us this morning. With the Aero Innovate, with the class and everything else, is there a very rigid criteria that they have to go through? A lot of hoops that they have to clear to be able to get into this incubator?
Not really. You know, what we're looking for more than anything is what's new and innovative. And like I said, that can be anything that applies to the guy who's building an RV6 in his garage, and something all the way up to something that they want Boeing to see. We really want to scale that industry. So what we are looking for is new, innovative, and someone who really believes in what they're doing. Someone who really is open to feedback, is willing to go back to school to really learn and listen, just so we can help make them better and help propel them. That's why we want to accelerate them.
Good. So if there's someone here on the grounds and thinking, wow, I have this great idea for airplanes, this is the program that you need to find out more about and apply for, because it's the best way to get your idea seen. And as you said, feedbacks to make sure that when you do make that pitch, it's the right pitch.
Yeah, and we provide seed financing to these companies that they'll get through the program. They obviously get the platform of AirVenture. They get their graduation during AirVenture. Just this morning, one of our companies, Gription Industries, that has a non-slip tool mat. First customer this morning was Jack Pelton. He came by and bought some. So it's a great platform. If you've got a new aviation idea and something that's new and innovative, come stop by the Air Innovate booth in the Innovation Center. We'd be glad to tell you more about us and get you lined up for next year.
Great. Exactly where are you located on the field?
We're in the Innovation Center in Aviation Gateway Park. There's actually a row of six booths. There's us and then the five in our class.
Okay. Great. And they can stop by anytime during the day, find out more about Aero Innovate. And with that, you have like come home to Oshkosh in a way. We were talking before we went on the air. This is your 34th year here at AirVenture, or Oshkosh as it was at that time. You were very young when you were first here, weren't you?
Well, I think 33rd's probably the...
Okay.
33rd's more accurate. My first AirVenture, I was 4 months old. We can probably push 34 if we talk when I was... You know, just in utero, but 33rd is probably a little bit better. But yeah, this is my family reunion every year.
Okay, how does it feel to be back? I mean, all the changes over the years? What are you feeling when you step back onto the field?
Oh, it always hits home. You know, especially with Pop being gone, it's a little different. But yeah, it really hits home. And I think you probably the same issue I do. Someone asks you where something is. I'm like, oh, it's over by the West Ramp. And you're like, it's not the West Ramp anymore, you
right.
know? So things have moved around quite a bit, but you catch on.
Yeah. You have a daughter, Charlie.
I do.
How is she doing?
She's great.
Yeah.
She's out here doing the same thing I did when I was about that age, just terrorizing the place with her grandma.
Good, good. Mm-hmm. And you are also a private pilot.
I am.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes. I saw Facebook, which is a great way to keep up with folks. You and several ladies from the Women in Aviation chapter flew to Madison just for fun.
Yeah, 4th of July. Enjoy our free skies on 4th of July. So we went and had a $200 chicken sandwich at the jet room in Madison.
Yeah, inflation. The $100 hamburger is a little more expensive these days, but still fun. And you mentioned Pop's grandpa, Paul Bobrezny, EAA's founder. You also had a very interesting flight with him. Not sure if you had your license, but you were in pilot training at that time in the B-17.
I was, and I was actually 4 months pregnant as well. So Charlie was long in her own way. But yeah, I think Pop's last flight flying was with me in the B-17. I got a little bit of duel from Pop, and then I took him for a ride in the 172, and then those are the last two entries in his logbook. So
excellent.
Yeah, very proud of that.
You should be. What are some of your favorite memories of this place?
Oh, probably nothing I can say on air. I know I've got a few nicknames right around here, Trouble being one of them. So I raised some heck around here when I was a kid and probably still do.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, if you'd like to find out more about some of these stories, you better stop by the Aero Innovate booth. Once again, tell folks where you are on the field and how they can get in touch with you off field.
Sure. The Aero Innovate booth, along with our five companies, which I'll plug quick, are Gription Industries, Advanced Vector Analytics, Interactive Aerial, Enduralock, and Icarus Devices. We're all in the Innovation Center, which is in Aviation Gateway Park. And offline, outside of our venture, you can follow us on Twitter. You can find us on Facebook, aeroinnovate.org. We're very proud to be here and representing aviation innovation in the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh.
All right. Excellent. And if you have an idea, if you're here and you just think you have the next great idea that's going to go into home builders, or as you say, all the way up to Boeing or Airbus, this is the place where you can get your idea heard, evaluated, and if it's the right idea and the right time, you might be here next year debuting your products.
Yeah, so. We loved it. We already have people that are interested in applying next year, so we're glad to have them.
Great. Audra Hoy, and she is the director of Aero Innovate with the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh. Come see her or check them out on the web. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you, sir.
All right. And we'll be back in just a moment from the stand on EAA Radio.